Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a simple retro rave idea and turn it into a sub-8 roller from scratch in Ableton Live 12. And by the end, you'll have a tight, DJ-friendly loop that feels like it could sit right in a modern drum and bass drop. The vibe here is not about making things overly complicated. We're building a strong foundation first. Drums, sub, mid-bass movement, and just a touch of retro rave flavor for character. That combination is basically the heartbeat of a lot of great DNB. If the drums hit, the sub stays clean, and the bass groove moves in a controlled way, the track already has power. So let's set the project up. First, open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo to 174 BPM. If you want a slightly more relaxed roller's feel, you can drop it to around 170 or 172, but 174 is a classic starting point and it keeps the energy forward. Create three tracks right away. Name them drums, bass sub, and bass mid. If you want to go one step further, make a fourth track for a rave stab or FX accent. Keeping the project clean at this stage is important. A lot of beginners start stacking sounds too early, but here we want each roll to be obvious. Now let's build the drum core. On the drums track, load in either a drum rack or an audio clip with a kick, a snare or break snare layer, a closed hat, and if you have one, an amen-style break loop or classic break phrase. If you're using a break, warp it carefully and make sure it locks to the grid. In drum and bass, sloppy break timing can kill the drive instantly. Start simple. You want a strong kick on the downbeat, a snare on the backbeat, and then the break or ghost notes filling the space in between. Those little in-between hits are where the swing and movement come from. They're subtle, but they make the groove feel alive. If you're working with drum rack, a nice beginner chain is EQ8 followed by drum bus. Use EQ8 to gently clean up any extra low-end rumble, maybe high pass a little below 25 or 30 Hz if needed. Then add drum bus with a small amount of drive, maybe around 5 to 10% to start. You want snap and energy, not smashed transients. Let the kick punch, let the snare speak, and don't overcook it. And here's a teacher tip. Don't try to make the drums fancy yet. Right now, we're just building the motor. Next, let's create the sub layer. On the bass sub-track, drop in operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave. That's your clean low-end foundation right there. No need to get fancy. One oscillator is enough for this part. Now draw in a MIDI clip with long, simple notes. Start with a one-bar or two-bar phrase, not a busy sequence. A good sub-line in this style usually feels like it's rolling rather than jumping around. You want enough movement to keep the listener engaged, but not so much that the low-end becomes messy. A solid starting envelope would be a very fast attack, a short decay or no decay, full sustain, and a short release, maybe around 60 to 120 milliseconds. That keeps the sub tight and controlled. After operator, add EQ8 if needed. You can clean up anything unnecessary above about 120 to 150 Hz, depending on the sound. If the low end feels muddy, make small cuts around 50 to 80 Hz, but only if your kick and sub are stepping on each other. The goal is to preserve the weight while keeping the kick audible. Very important here, keep the sub mono, centered, solid, and clean. In drum and bass, the sub is what gives the track physical pressure. It should feel like the floor is moving, but in a controlled way. Now write a simple roller phrase. For beginner-friendly roller bass, think in repetition. You can use two or four notes repeated across a bar, or you can do a call and response shape over two bars. One note might be short and punchy, the next a little longer, then maybe a reply note a second or third higher. Keep it musical, but keep it restrained. A roller is about motion, not constant change. That's a big one. Repetition is actually part of the hook. If the bass line is too busy, it stops feeling like a roller and starts feeling like it's trying too hard. Now let's add the mid-bass layer, which is where the retro rave character comes alive. Duplicate your MIDI clip to the bass mid-track. Load Wavetable or operator with a richer patch. If you use Wavetable, start from something saw-based or a simple Wavetable patch. You want a tone that can carry movement and attitude. For a quick restyle starting point, use two slightly detuned oscillators and a low-pass filter. Keep the detune subtle. Don't make it huge and wide right away. The idea is to add character, not smear the groove. A good starting filter cutoff might be somewhere between 200 and 600 Hz depending on how bright you want it. Keep resonance low to moderate, maybe at around 10 to 25%. Then add saturator after the synth and give it a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. If needed, turn on soft clip. Then add EQ8 and high pass the mid layer around 90 to 140 Hz. That keeps it out of the sub's way. If the upper mids get sharp, especially around 2 to 5 kHz, Tame them a little. This layer should have attitude, but it should never steal the job of the sub. Now listen to the drums and bass together. This is where the groove pocket matters more than the sound itself. If the bass notes land awkwardly against the break, the whole thing will feel off even if the patch sounds amazing. So nudge the MIDI around a little. Shorten notes if the kick needs more space. Shift a note slightly if the groove feels stiff. Small timing moves can make a huge difference. A useful rule for the style is simple. Keep the sub simpler than the mid-bass, and keep the mid-bass more animated than the sub. If you want the retro rave flavor to show up, add one short stab or chord hit at the end of a four-bar phrase. Keep it brief. That's your seasoning. It should give the listener a flash of old-school energy without turning the whole track into something else. Now let's glue the parts together a little bit. Group your drum tracks into a drum group. Group your bass sub and bass mid into a bass group. On the drum group, you can use drum bus again with a light touch, maybe 5 to 10% drive, just enough to tighten the groove. If the break needs more snap, lift the transients a little. Leave the boom very low unless you really need extra thump from the kick. On the bass group, use EQ8 to keep the layers separated and saturator if you want a bit more harmonic weight. Less is more here. In beginner DNB, clarity almost always beats heavy-handed processing. Now we bring in movement with automation. Take your bass mid-track and create an 8-bar automation pass. Automate the filter cutoff so it slowly opens across the phrase, then closes back down at the turnaround. You can start around 250 to 400 HC and open it up to around 1 to 2K HC if you want a brighter lift. You can also raise saturator drive a little in the last two bars, or add a bit more reverb sent to a stab or FX hit for one moment only. On the drums, maybe add a tiny fill before the loop resets. A snare roll, a break slice, or even a short reversed cymbal can work. Keep it short. In DNB, momentum matters more than long cinematic build-ups. Now for the retro rave accent. On a new track, use analog, wave-eatable, or a sampled stab and simpler. Make a short chord hit or synth stab. High pass it around 150 to 250 HC so it stays out of the low-end fight. Add auto filter and automate a sweep if you want some motion. A little reverb is fine, but keep the decay short enough that it stays punchy. The trick is restraint. One memorable accent can make the whole edit feel retro rave. Too many of them, and the roller feel disappears. Now do a quick mix check. Mute the mid bass and listen to just the sub and drums. Do they feel strong on their own? Then bring the mid bass back in. Ask yourself, does the low end still feel centered? Is the kick still audible? Is the snare still cutting through on the backbeat? If needed, use utility on the bass tracks to keep the sub mono and reduce width on the mid layer. If the track feels messy, remove something instead of adding more. That's a very DNB approach. Often the strongest move is subtraction. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the bass too busy. A roller needs repetition and controlled variation, not constant note changes. Don't let the kick and sub fight. Shorten bass notes, shift them slightly if needed, and keep the sub mono. Don't over-widen the bass. Width belongs mostly in the upper layer, and even then, just a little. Don't distort too early or too hard. Saturation is great, but if the bass turns fuzzy and loses shape, back it off, and don't let the retro rave element take over. It should be a flavor, not the main course. A few extra pro tips while you're here. Use subtle saturation on the mid-bass, not the sub. That way the low end stays clean, while the harmonics help the sound read on smaller speakers. Try tiny pitch movement or a slight pitch drop on a fill if you want extra tension. Automate a low-pass filter on the rave stab so it starts darker and opens briefly for the lift. And always check the drop in mono. If it falls apart, simplify. Let's put this into a basic 16-bar shape. For bars 1 to 4, establish the groove. For bars 5 to 8, add a small variation. For bars 9 to 12, bring in the stab or another lift moment. For bars 13 to 16, strip things back a little so it feels ready to loop or hand back to the DJ. That's the core idea here. A tight drum pocket, a clean sub, a moving mid-bass, and just enough retro rave identity to make it memorable. If you want a quick practice version, make a 4-bar loop with just one drum pattern, one sub phrase, one mid-bass layer, and one short stab on bar 4. Add one automation move, like filter cutoff opening in the last two bars. Then listen back and ask yourself one important question. Does this feel like a drop idea, or just a loop? Because that's the difference. We're not just making sound. We're making a DJ-friendly roller with weight, motion, and character. Alright, save your work, keep it simple, and keep pushing the groove. This is how you build a modern DNB foundation with a retro rave edge, one clean layer at a time.